is USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Republican presidential hopefuls making their pitch to conservative voters in Iowa this weekend. Several GOP hopefuls, including former Vice President Pence, took part in the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition's spring fundraiser yesterday. Former President Donald Trump spoke remotely. Iowa set to hold the first in the nation Republican caucus early next year. The government has evacuated personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Sudan.
U.S. officials said fewer than 100 people were brought out Saturday from the embassy in Khartoum, where warring factions are fighting in the streets. More than 100 U.S. Special Operations Forces moved in on the embassy with transport helicopters and spent about an hour on the ground before taking off. The director of the operation said they weren't fired on by those fighting. A State Department official said Washington does not foresee a government evacuation of other American citizens in Sudan now or in the coming days. I'm Karen Sloan.
Whole Foods making some changes, but that shouldn't affect customers.
The neighborhood markets owned by Amazon plan to make changes to simplify operations over the next 2 months, according to an employee memo. With the restructuring, several hundred workers are set to lose their jobs. The grocery chain says it will not close any stores. Amazon bought Whole Foods in 2017 for $13.7 billion as part of its plan to expand its grocery business. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Beaches in Los Angeles County shut down yesterday on Earth Day because of sewage. An estimated 250,000 gallons of sewage spilling into the L.A. River Thursday because of an equipment malfunction. The spill causing the closure of many popular swimming beaches in California. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
The man behind Dame Edna has died. Australian actor and comedian Barry Humphries created his drag alter ego in 1955 and had been performing for generations. In 2000, he won a special Tony Award for his Broadway show Dame Edna, The Royal Tour. Barry Humphries survived by his wife of 33 years and his four children. He was 89. The Twitter accounts of dead celebrities getting verified blue check marks. A report from an insider says Kobe Bryant, Chadwick Boseman, Anthony Bourdain, and other deceased celebrities had blue check marks added to their accounts since Twitter began its purge on Thursday. The check marks verifying the authenticity of a Twitter account, now only available to those who pay an $8 subscription fee. Why dead celebrities are getting posthumous checks is unclear. Simone Biles has 7 Olympic medals, but this piece of jewelry she got this weekend, the most important. The gymnast and Houston Texan safety Jonathan Owens got married yesterday. The two began dating in August of 2020 and got engaged last year. Anheuser-Busch rearranging the management of its Bud Light brand following a boycott by conservative drinkers over a trans person's endorsement. Bud Light marketing vice president Alyssa Heinerschneid, who came up with the idea, is taking a leave of absence and being replaced by Budweiser global marketing vice president Todd Allen. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.